Helen Davis sings, not about love, tragedy, or heartache, but leprosy, tuberculosis, dengue, really any sort of infectious disease. Miss Davis is a professor of microbiology at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School. She teaches first year and fourth year medical students, as well as a group of honors undergraduates. And she induces them all to sing "I Will Survive" yesterday at the Sounds of Silence with particular lyrics. Good morning, Professor Davis.
Good morning. How are you, Scott?
I'm just fine, thanks. And I'm sorry, I have to. I don't want to treat you like a human jukebox, but can we? I'm dying to hear "Hello, Herpes, Our Old Friend."
Okay. "Hello, herpes, our old friend, will be with us till the end. 'Cause the virus softly creeping left its genes while we were sleeping, not integrated into our genome. It'll roam that episome, the DNA of herpes."
I think that's even better than the original. Well, Professor Davis, this is a technique you use.
Right.
And why?
Because if you can engage the right side of the brain in addition to the left side of the brain and learn mnemonics, song, you can remember a tremendous amount with great ease. And medical students who are interested in infectious diseases, and every physician should be at this point, need to remember a lot. And let me give you the basics, done to the Battle Hymn of the Republic. "Positive cocci are the strep, the staph, and the enterococcus. Negative cocci are meningo and the gonococcus. Positive rods, listeria, and anaerobic clostridia, leaving negative rods plus intracellular rickettsia and chlamydia. Cephalosporins, penicillin, cidal drugs that do the killing. Static tetraminodoxy, use clavulanic acid with a mock C."
That was just lovely. We're standing here in the studio and we're all deeply moved.
I'm sure you are.
And your students, how do they respond?
They sing along.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't with a tune like that? I'm wondering over the years if you've ever had an affliction that couldn't be set to song.
I must admit, yes, there are a number of them I've never done, and one is HIV/AIDS.
Yeah.
I just feel the tragedy is so overwhelming, I've never been able to do anything.
How many songs a year do you write?
Oh, maybe about 4 or 5 a year, but over the years, some have dropped in and some have dropped out.
Your classic is a song about leprosy?
Yeah.
And how old is this song?
Well, it was arranged in 1989.
Hmm. Could we hear "Leprosy"?
Okay. I do want to just say, in case anybody doesn't know, leprosy can be passed by way of armadillos. Leprosy attacks the testicles because they're at a lower temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just two little bits of explanation, and so I'll sing it. "Leprosy. Bits and pieces falling off of me, but it isn't the toxicity, it's just neglect of injury. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be, can't feel anything peripherally, from swollen nerves, hypersensitivity. Why don't leprae grow in vitro? We cannot say. In vivo, they grow very slow, once in 12 days. Hard to get, but the stigma hasn't faded yet. Don't keep an armadillo as a pet.
Clofazamine
and Dapsone, don't forget."
I was wondering how that armadillo was going to get in there.
It's there.
You delivered it beautifully.
Right.
That's just wonderful. You know, I think I've learned something.
Well, hey, I expect you to.
Not only that, but
there may be an examination tomorrow morning.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I better study up. I better get my sheet music, as a matter
right,
of fact.
Right, right.
Well, Professor Davis, I hope you don't mind me asking. I'm told you're 24 years old on the Celsius scale.
On the Celsius scale, I'm 24, but, of course, that makes me 76 on Fahrenheit.
Yeah, he's still got a lot of years of teaching.
I hope so.
So do we. Professor Davis, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Helen Davis, professor of microbiology at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School. Do you want to sing a song to take us out?
Sure. I'll do Congenital. At first I was afraid because I had a cat. I had heard of toxoplasma and other things like that. I spent so many nights thinking I can't be a mom, but I was wrong and learned how to get along. Tossed out the cat and washed my hands. My doctor told me all the things I need to understand.
I think, thank you, Professor Davis. I think I'll just have to order the CD to hear the rest of it.